gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, you are listening to Broken But
Glorious.
Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hulkster, whatever they call you, I'm coming after you, you coward.
Hello and welcome to Broken But Glorious. I'm Chris Lappin and I'm joined by a pair of grizzled young veterans, Nick Davey and Oliver Newman.
I am Liverpool's number one.
Soon to be England's number
one. I am Birmingham's number one.
Nah. How are you doing this evening, lads?
Is that our worst ever entrance to a show?
Gotta be.
No, last time I called you Nick Davis, so...
That was one of the best entrances to the show, Chris.
Yeah, so how you doing this evening, lads?
Yeah, doing alright, thanks, Chris. Glad to be back.
Glad to be back as well, because I think I haven't done a show since we previewed the greatest ever, greatest, greatest of all time, greatest Royal Rumble, greatest Royal Rumble of all time.
The largest Royal Rumble. Yeah, the last time we did a show all together was the WrestleMania prediction show, so that's 2 months, 3 months, 2 months ago.
And I don't know if we've mentioned it, but since then I've been to America to watch
this. You had a whole show on it?
No, we haven't mentioned that at all, Nick. I think you should talk all about it.
If only we had a show where we gave you a good large portion of me talking about wrestling, me and what I did out in America.
If only.
So, before we get it, so tonight we're going to be previewing the UK Championship Tournament. But first, Nick, you were at Riptide this weekend.
Oh, yeah, we didn't get to talk about wrestling. Hooray! Friday night went to Riptide in Brighton with some friends. It was a really, really fun evening. It was really, really enjoyable. Really, really good venue, like the way they put in the shows there. A good opening match was Candy Floss against Shikara. Really good opening match. Two fantastic women who I think have got great, great potential in the UK scene and potentially in the whole of the wrestling scene worldwide. Very, very young in their careers, but put on a very good match. Candy Floss won, so it was a good opener for the show in the sense that obviously it's always good, I think, when a face gets a win, so sort of almost get everyone happy and everyone obviously off to a good start. We had Spike Trivette come out to wrestle against Mike Bird. First time I've actually ever seen Mike Bird wrestle.
Yeah, I've heard good things about Michael Bird. So
yeah, I was really looking forward to this match, and it certainly delivered. Really good match, and sadly, for them, everyone was there. It was a win for Spike Trivette.
Well, we've seen Spike Trivette's been announced for against Jimmy Havoc in a death match for Progress.
Yes, really weird. I think that's really weird given the fact they're both heels.
Yeah.
I think Spike Trivette's, it's good news for Spike Trivette given that he's been already in that sort of match.
Mm.
I think he's got a lovely, fantastic career in the industry. Spike Trivette, really, really like him. It's one of the best angles in Riptide at the moment as well, with Money versus Everybody. Because obviously after the match, Dave Mimosa and Chris Ridgway came down to beat down Mike Bird. There was the chair shot, the chair thing, where putting his foot in the chair and jumping off the top rope and obviously hurting his foot as a result.
That's called pulmonizing, Nick.
Sorry?
That's called pulmonizing.
It's called cruelty, if you ask me.
That too.
That's that. But a good match though, nonetheless. Then we had the match of the night, probably one of the best matches ever at Riptide that I've seen personally, the Jack Sexsmith versus David Starr. Obviously Jack Sexsmith had a serious, it was a very serious Jack Sexsmith. He really wants to obviously to be in the Brighton Championship tournament in a couple of months' time. And he was begging David Starr to bring out the best in him. And David Starr proved that he is a fantastic wrestler and not, certainly not a joke or anything like that. And it was a very, very, say, it was probably one of the best. It was match of the night. And one of the best matches I've seen at Riptide. So a really, really good match for both men. And proves that they're damn good wrestlers as well, both of them. We then had Team White Wolf versus crews of young veterans, Jack, obviously Zach Gibson and James Drake, for the Attack Pro Tag Team Championships. Team White Wolf did win. It was obviously a fun match. Obviously Gibson and Wolf and Drake getting their usual booze. But it was a very good match. Nonetheless, then had a little commercial break. Interval. Then I said commercial break. Obviously after the break, we saw it was Money versus Everybody, Mose and Ridgeway versus Mills and Mayhew, Connor Mills and Maybrick Mayhew. Money versus Everybody won the match. And then after sadly, it was Maverick who sadly suffered from the. Well, apparently it's called the chair thing, is what they're calling it. as their movie there. So that's obviously two of them they took out on the night. And one of the best angles going in wrestling. We then had a death match between, or a no disqualification match between Jimmy Havoc and Grinny. A really, really great match. We saw all sorts of in the match. It was very brutal at times. And it was a win in the end for Jimmy Havoc. But after the match, Jimmy Havoc sort of told Ginny he respects her, and the two agreed to challenge for the Riptide Tag Team Division.
Wow.
So obviously, which makes it interesting, given there's no, they haven't announced there's any belts yet, so hopefully we will see tag belts in the future there as well. Obviously, they've got the first belt coming out in a couple of months' time, so hopefully we'll see a tag division as well in Riptide. That was good. And then the main event was a 30-man Riptide Rumble. The winner was, in the end, was Chuck Mambo. There were some surprise entrances. Some of the surprise entrances was Flash Morgan Webster. He came out. He stole a Carly Morgan spot by attacking her from behind.
Yeah.
Pastor William Eva made a surprise appearance. Viper. That was was a real big pop when she came out. there's some surprises there. But in the end it was Chuck Mambo that won. Then after the match, Eddie Dennis came out I personally thought it was going to be a bit of a heel turn, given that he's heel in quite a lot of places at the moment. But no, he basically offered his congratulations to Chuck Mambo, but the two have agreed to have a wrestle. They agreed to put on a match at the next Riptide show with Mambo's spot on the line. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. But overall, great show. The run was good fun. So the Jack Smith Days star match was quality. It's going to be interesting a couple of months' time when they do the Brighton Championship tournament.
Cool. Do you know who's been announced for the Brighton tournament yet?
Yeah, I mean, I must admit, there's no brackets or anything like that yet. I know there's a few names. I think Spike Trivette's in it. Obviously, David Starr's in it because he now be. Section. I think Walter's in it. I think Chris Brooks is in it. I think Candy Floss is qualified. But I don't know all the names in full there. Without doing a bit of digging. So no, but it'll be great. No, looking forward to it. So it's only done it for 3 days. It's all over Pride weekend as well. And obviously Brian's buzzing anyway for Pride weekend. So looking forward to it. I've got my tickets sorted for that. And there's one more show next month as well. The final show before the tournament. International Waters, hoping to go, but it does potentially clash if we get that far with an England quarter final World Cup game. So obviously it'll be a certain decision closer to the time.
It could be against Germany.
Well, basically when we draw in on Panama, that'll be when I book my ticket for it. So
Oliver, are you going to any shows in the near future?
The only one I think I've got on the horizon is New Japan, Strong Style Evolved UK in Milton Keynes at the end of the month.
So, do you know any of the card? Or?
Just know about the wrestlers who have been announced, really. No card has been announced as of this moment in time, and I'm following Rev Pro on Twitter with notifications on, so as soon as anything comes through, I kind of get the lowdown from there. So just the rest has been announced. Big Fuji Nagata fan. He's been one of my favourite wrestlers from, you know, from the late 90s, early 2000s, and he's, you know, still going to this day. So it'll be amazing to see him perform live. I don't think the Young Bucks, Marty Scurll, Kenny Omega are going to be on the show because they're doing the Ring of Honor tapings at the same time, so I'm gutted about that.
That's well.
Tell it again, sorry.
That must be well annoying.
Yeah, I'm absolutely gutted. And it kind of makes me wonder what the results are going to be for this weekend, because I can't see the title changing hands to Kenny Omega if he's not on the show, but I'm desperately pulling for him to win the title, because although Okada's really good, I don't think he's as great as everyone says he is. I think Omega's better. So, I don't foresee a show without the IWGP heavyweight title being defended in some way, shape or form. So, with Omega not being on the show, I don't think he's going to win the title. Just different names. Minoru Suzuki's going to be on the show, which should be really interesting. I've never seen him live. Zack Sabre Jr., who's recently signed a contract with New Japan, is going to be back in the UK for that. No matches announced at this moment in time, and I'm really hoping they can pull out all the stops. But the selling point is a New Japan Pro Wrestling show in the UK, and that's never happened before. I know we've had tie-ins and crossovers and stuff, but this is actually a New Japan show, so that was the selling point for me.
Cool. I'm going to Wrestle Island on the 1st of July. Got a really exciting card so far. Island champion Sean Only is defending his title against friend of the show, Drill, who won a failed six-man at the last show. Sugar Dunkerton's back for another UK tour, so he'll be teaming with Amir Jordan and Matthew Brooks to take on the Merseyside Murder Squad. Two other guests, former guests, going head-to-head in a lumberjack match where the loser leaves town. So Billy Norton and Mr. Williams will end their 18-month feud in a lumberjack match, and they're both putting their Wrestle Island careers on the line.
That was a quality match you sent to me, Chris. The last one when I think Billy Norton's career was on the line.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, kids were crying at the end of that when he thought he'd lost.
So. Yeah, it's just really cool. I like the crowd and the participation.
Mm.
And it's like a real, you know, true British wrestling show, you know what I mean? It's all about the fans and having fun. So it really appealed to the wrestling fan in there.
Yeah, the last match is a bit of a standout. Terry Izzard, who's been a brilliant throw on this year. He's had victories over El Ligero, Martin Kirby, Amari under his belt this year. And this show is against former Dragon Gate star Ayuki Tanizaki. I think it's how it's pronounced. So that's going to be an amazing match. I think he'll be the next number one contender for the belt. I think Sean Only will beat Drill on this one, and then he'll be against Terry Izzard the next show, probably, the way the storyline's going. So. But yeah, it's going to be a really exciting show.
Hello, it's me, Sammy the Glitch Gannon.
And I'm Crash, and together we are The Arcade. Okay. You're listening to Broken But Glorious.
Right, also a bit of a quickie. The World of Sports series tapings have happened since our last show. I'm not going to do any spoilers, but I just want to mention some of the wrestlers that are involved with it. So, at taping was Will Ospreay, Davey Boy Jr., Grado, Doug Williams, Rampage Brown, Shire, Samuels, Lionheart, Kaylee Ray, Viper, Martin Kirby, Joe Hendry, Bree Presley, Nathan Cruz, Kip Saban, Robbie X, Adam made it. Oh, Maxted, Gabriel Kidd, Liam Slater. So it's amazing roster they've put up so far. So.
Yeah, that's a really good roster of people, especially with Will Ospreay working the taping. See if somehow World of Sport can have a relationship with New Japan Pro Wrestling. That would be absolutely huge.
Yeah. I think Ospreay is a major one to get on there. I'm surprised. Did you say Viper's on there?
Viper, yeah.
I was surprised by that, because wasn't she on? She was on the Mae Young Classic, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
So, sure. Yeah, but surprised. I know she was obviously on. She was on it first time round on the World of Sport. But yeah, no. Yeah, Nathan Cruz. I haven't seen much of him for a while, so it'd be nice to see him when it comes back on. There's some good. There's some good talent on there. So hopefully it works.
Doug Williams is another great name, obviously revolutionised British wrestling in the early 2000s. Exactly. So that's a great person to have on your show.
He's getting old. He's getting old as Doug Williams. That must be in his 60s or late 50s.
He's probably in his mid-40s.
Oh, shit. Cut.
Doug Williams is going to be after you now.
Well, I've had a few ones of Dave Mastiff at a progress show where he stole my chair and used it as a weapon and then threw my coat in my face.
So let's hope Doug does the same thing or something similar.
But no, it is, all joking aside, it is it's a very, very good lineup, and as I say, I suspect some great matches, and so Ospreay is the key name on that hat there.
Considering the people who have gone on, either left the World of Sport roster or gone to WWE UK, they've not done too badly in replacing them, have they?
No.
So I'm trying to think of the major ones who have left then is obviously Gibson, Mastiff, Ligero, Coffey as well, Joe Coffey. So they're probably the four major ones that stand out, I guess.
Other news is Joe Henry at the last weekend he made his debut at the Impact tapings. He faced Eli Drake. I'm not going to do any spoilers, but Oliver, as our resident Impact guy, are you excited for this?
Yeah, like I said to Adam Davey on the Impact Wrestling Under Pressure review, which was my comeback show for Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast, because it's been away for a short while. I haven't seen much of him in the ring lately. It was him singing his own wrestling theme song that brought him to my attention and everyone else's. And then in the ring, he's really good. He obviously went with Scotland to the Commonwealth Games. So he's obviously got the right temperament and the skills needed in wrestling, both amateur and professional. And it's just it's an opportunity, isn't it, really? They want to break back into the UK with this upcoming WrestleMania con, don't they?
Yeah.
And they've put a challenge out to any UK promotion or promotions. So they've brought Grado back. They've got Katarina with Grado, who obviously went by the name Nikita back in the day. And this Joe Hendry's just another great cog in the machine, really. Another great UK wrestler that they can use to build up the brand and make the UK fans want to switch on to Impact Wrestling. So it's a win-win for everyone involved, really.
I do hope that they let him do his own entrances, because that's part of his, that's the most amazing part of his act. So that's how
Osprey has the same one.
Yeah.
The best thing about that, though, is
to the sky. Osprey, elevate me to the sky.
But the best thing with Joe Hendry's ring entrance is, obviously, he sings his own entrances, doesn't he? So he might be able to get around like the copyrighted side of things.
Mm. So, Nick, you're a fan of Hendry?
Yeah, mate.
Yeah. Will you be checking out his Impact run?
I don't really watch Impact, but I'll probably give it a go just to see what Joe Hendry can do.
We've got to convert. Nick was against Impact from for a long time.
I still have.
He's finally buying into what me and Adam have been selling for the last few months.
Nah, I still don't believe in him, but wrestling.
I watch it if I can. I record it every week, but if I have to spare 2 hours, I'll watch it.
I just don't see why I should have to do it to myself.
It's been really good recently.
Yeah. You're missing that, Nick.
Yeah, I think they did waste the whole Pentagon Junior title thing. It only lasted a couple of weeks. So.
Well, I've sort of started because I've obviously cancelled my Progress subscription because I was trying to manage my monthly outgoings, and I just sort of just keep watching that. So I just keep catching, just going with all spoilers for all like the indie companies.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the punk rock supernova Eric Eminon, the leader of the IndyCard Mafia, the voice of the free world, and you are listening to Broken But Glorious.
Alright, shall we go on to the UK tournament then? To the...
Hooray!
Alright, so we'll just go through the whole bracket match by match, give our predictions. We'll do the whole tournament, so then we'll... So the first round is... The first round is happening this weekend at the Download Festival, which I'm gutted about, because I used to go to Download every year. When I went, it was Britannia Lucha they had every year, not NXT. So it's, oh.
Was that back in the 1950s?
No, I'm not that old. But the last, 2010 was the last time I went, I think.
So. I'd have only been 10, I'd have been 16 then.
You've only been 16, but you're acting like a 10-year-old, I think, yeah.
Yeah,
correct. Yeah, between...
2010 was, yeah, 2010 was the year I finished school.
98 was when I finished school.
2001 for me. God.
Yeah, between 99 and 2010, I went to at least one festival a year. Kids and responsibilities and stuff caught up with me.
So. Yep, that happens.
Alright, so we start with the first match of the bracket. It's Liverpool's number one, Zach Gibson, versus Amir Jordan. I think it's going to be an amazing match.
Gibson.
Gibson.
Yeah, Gibson's winning that.
I think Gibson will go quite far in the whole tournament, I reckon. I mean, is Pete Dunne, I mean, because obviously Pete Dunne's obviously a face at the moment. Obviously, he's having his feed, so I would be surprised that Gibson's in, because I think Pete Dunne's definitely classed as a face, so I think it'll be a heel person that'll win the tournament, so I think Gibson could be a favourite.
Could be.
Have they said what the winner gets a match for the UK Championship, obviously, right?
Yeah,
on the Tuesday night, Nick.
So it's not actually.
And do you guys know, I don't know if this is something you've come across, but I read about it today, that they're going to show it live on the network?
Yeah.
Are they going to show it live? I don't think they were. I don't know.
Yeah, because I'd spoke to you, Chris, and you weren't sure. And then
it's a Monday and Tuesday. It's a Monday and Tuesday, and I didn't think they wanted it to clash with Raw and SmackDown. That's why I thought it might not be live.
Yeah, Monday's thingy. Monday's England versus Tunisia as well.
Yeah, that's going to be clashing with that, but...
That's what's going on.
Because there was talk about whether the Royal Albert Hall would sell out on the same day as England versus Tunisia.
I'd go watch the wrestling over the football.
Just watch them both.
Right, so we're going for Zach Gibson in that first match then. So.
Yeah.
I do think it's going to be a really good match. I think Amir Jordan is a huge talent. Will be in a couple of years, I think he'll be one of the top British wrestlers.
Is that the guy? Is he from Defiant?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I thought I'd seen the name before.
Yeah, he's been at the last couple Wrestle Island shows, and he's a really nice guy. I spoke to him. He took a few photos of me and my son and stuff. Yeah. Alright, next, for some reason, Drew Gulak's in the tournament. I still haven't found a reason why. Drew Gulak versus Jack Gallagher.
He's a thief.
He's a thief.
Drew Gulak is. Yeah, he's stealing a perfectly good spot for every English wrestler to go in.
Some people are saying it's because of he's influenced so much by the British style. That's why he's in the tournament.
I mean, I like Drew Gulak, don't get me wrong. And his quality on 2FI Live, but I don't know why. There's loads of English talent out there that could easily have the spot in there. So,
any consolation, guys, this match has already taken place.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
What,
I'm not going to say well, I don't know who the winner is, spoiler-wise, but I was listening to Switch On Tag In, and during their news roundup, they said that Gulak versus Gallagher had taken place either before 205 Live or NXT.
It was on NXT, sure. The last round of NXT.
Was that NXT? Yeah, okay.
NXT.
And we all
know. I hope Gallagher wins, because, for the obvious reason. But it'd be interesting to see. I mean, to be fair, even Gallagher, I'm not really convinced. I mean, he's already. Whilst he obviously is good for, because he's obviously an English wrestler, but again, I think he's obviously. Does he really need to be in there as well? He's on 205 Live. I thought it'd be nice to have a sort of a tournament where it's all about players, sort of people who haven't really been noticed on the scene, if that makes sense.
There's loads of guys we could put in. They could have put like a Dean Allmark or a Jody Fleisch or a
Roy Johnson.
Yeah, or a Johnny Storms. A couple of legends.
Johnny Storm, yeah. Doug Williams before he signed with, World of Sport.
Johnny Storm still wrestling?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I'd imagine so.
I remember I seen him wrestle once in Burgess Hill, then a week later I had a holiday in Somerset and he was wrestling at another show down there.
Yeah, I don't know if he wrestles as often as he used to, but he's still on soon. But I just thought it could have been nice to throw a couple of legends in just to, as a thank you to the British scene type thing.
Absolutely.
Alright, so are we going for Jack Gallagher on that one?
Yeah,
I'll go with Gallagher.
Alright, so that's Flash Morgan Webster versus James Drake. James Drake was in the tournament last year, I think.
Shoot, 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 James Drake is a beep. two guys who are fantastic wrestlers. This will be a great match, I think. I think they seem to be building Flash up quite a lot in WWE. Obviously, we saw them 205 Live. He is the king of the mods. I'm looking forward to this match, but I think it'll be Jack Gallagher that will win.
Jack Gallagher.
Sorry, I beg your pardon. Flash Morgan Webster, I reckon, will win. They've been building up Flash quite a bit, obviously in WWE at the moment. It's two guys I'm really happy to see. But I think on the subject of James Drake, I'd love to see him and Gibson in NXT as the Grizzled Young Veterans as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose.
And because NXT could do with tag teams and stuff, and then down the line you could break them up when you're two singles wrestlers.
Well, yeah, but isn't there like a big complaint at the moment why AOP and why the about the, so I was reading myself watching an interesting What Culture thing about the tag teams that have been unused on it's ridiculous though, to be fair, isn't it? I mean, AOP, they don't know what to do with AOP at the moment on Raw. Sanity haven't been they've forgotten they've called them up. It's all a bit of a mess, I think, at the moment, with some of the tag teams in the main roster. It is annoying because they've got so many amazing tag teams, which is just the annoying part. But so I feel like we're going off topic.
I'm going off a tangent, I don't know. I did tweet Dave Mercy from the Chaos Pro Wrestling last week, and he's friends with Flash Morgan Webster, and he's so proud that one of his guys has made it this far after having been wrestling for like 15 years. And
he suffered quite a nasty injury as well a couple of years ago, Flash, as well.
Yes,
that was a quality interview again, Chris. I haven't got around to promoting it yet, but I really enjoyed listening to it on Monday.
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah.
And nice I listened guy. To Flash Morgan Webster. He had a conversation with Dean Allmark, obviously, friend of the show. Really big fan of the Mad Father, Flash Morgan Webster.
Yeah, I love his
Listen
to that.
Sorry?
I love his Wrestling Friends podcast.
I've only listened to this episode because it was obviously with Dean in this situation, but I think I'll listen to more because he's very, very likeable and he's a great host. So, I think his wrestling skills are quality. On 5-star wrestling, his talking skills were really, really good. Only second to Liverpool's number one, Zach Gibson. So I think it's Flash Morgan Webster's time to shine. Yeah. So he's my pick.
Yeah, I only discovered that podcast because I was trying to research for the first Dave Mercy interview we did in October. I've listened every week, so, well, every time he's put a show out since.
Yeah. I don't agree with the 1 hour, 45 minutes thing. Obviously, for a wrestler who's travelling from town to town and they've got like an 8 hour drive or what have you, it's very important for a long podcast to be involved. But most people want to be in and out of podcasts, so an hour or under, or 30 odd minutes and under, tends to be a really good time for a podcast to be. But it was very entertaining,
and
it kind of filled in the gaps that I had from the Dean Allmark interview.
Well, you know, from your interview with him, Dean Allmark can talk.
Yeah. But that's what you want as an interviewer, to be honest. You want your interviewee to talk, and you want to ask as fewer questions as possible, and that's pretty much what we did. The interview went an hour and 45 minutes, didn't it? So if I sent it out in one, which we did with that, Pro Wrestling Subjective Steve Valentino, it could have gone that long or longer. So, we learned from that it's best to set it out as three parts. And then with this Corey Johnson interview that we've done two parts of, and there's two parts to come, it's, 2 hours, 10 minutes. So, a bit crazy.
Right, the next match is two guys who were in the tournament last year, Tyson T-Bone and Jordan Devlin.
Jordan Devlin.
It's a bit, yeah.
There's nothing you can say to that, is there, really, in all honesty.
It'll be another good match.
I think that, Tyson T-Bone's really impressed me. I've seen him a couple of times live.
Yeah, he's a big lad as well, Tyson T-Bone.
He is.
He's one who I think's been a bit. Well, I think both men as well. I think when I was reading a Rex Wrestling magazine on my last year, W.H. Smith and my lunch break, and I read that Jordan Devlin, there was a big article on Jordan Devlin about him being the most unused wrestler in the UK scene.
Yeah.
Which I quite agree with, to be fair. But he's slowly getting more matches in. He's slowly getting more matches. He's actually got a match, funny enough, at Riptide, and that's just reminded me, actually, of the next Riptide show against Jack Sexsmith, which I'm looking forward to in a Brighton qualifier. I think this will be a really good match, and I think Devlin hopefully can go quite far in the tournament as well.
Yeah, I can see him winning, beating T-Bone. He's also got a match against Tanizuki on his UK tour for TNT Wrestling, who I'm interviewing the commentator from. TNT tomorrow, so hopefully we will be talking about that. So
I've got Devlin on this one as well, I think.
Well, we haven't disagreed yet.
Give it time, Chris.
Alright, next we've got Tucker versus Joe Coffey.
He's a wrestler, a mighty wrestler. His name is Joe Coffey.
Oh, Joe Coffey. I want Joe Coffey to win this because I want to see Joe Coffey versus Dave Masters for the quarterfinal.
Can you bring out a CD with all your songs, Nick? All your wrestling-related themes?
I bet you'll get your wish there, Chris. I think Joe Coffey's going to win. I'm a big fan of
just ignored what I said.
Well, I don't want to spoil it for the viewers. I'm going to announce it. I'm going to announce it at the end of the show tonight. That my new CD. All in good time. I think with Joe Coffey, he's someone I've really rated as well for a while. I've seen him have some great matches especially at Progress. He's one I really like. Obviously, it's a good reaction from the crowd. Me and my mates have got a sort of a bit of a jokey argument, because they're not really too keen on him, but they know I am.
Yeah.
I've always been a big fan of Joe Coffey, and I think he's another one who could go quite far.
Completely agree with Nick. Once again, I've got Coffey for this match.
Yeah, same here. Yeah, I can see Coffey going all the way to semi-finals, probably.
And he's already had a match as well for the UK title in the past against Pete Dunne at an ICW show.
Yeah. Right, next up is Dave Masters versus Kenny Williams. Bit of an odd match. Complete high flyer versus the mammoth of British wrestling. So.
Yeah, you don't want to be Kenny Williams in this match, do you?
No, you don't want to get some of them cannonballs into the corner. On
in all honesty, the pride of the Black Country wins this one and shows on a global, television format.
He's got the look that WWE
ready for this opportunity.
He's got the look that WWE seems to like at the moment with the Braun Strowman, Big Dame. I can't think of his name. Killian Dane.
Yeah,
that kind of look.
Well, hopefully this is the one that sends him there. In all honesty, in the near future, obviously as part of this, the UK's, but I want to see him on NXT and Raw and SmackDown future, if possible.
So, do you give Kenny Williams a chance, Nick?
I think that I don't give him a chance at all. I think Dave Masters has got this. I think it's probably the most blatant match who's going to win, to be honest. But no, Dave Master as well, he's still got my open challenge if he ever wants to finish off you. But no, I'm a big fan of Master as well. I mean, I always liked it, not progress with the origin. But I think for such a big lad, Master, we're talking, not just a big lad, we're talking a massive man. He still is not one of these ones who gets around the ring so quick as well to be there, such a big bloke. So always really surprised me, but really, say, really well respected a man in the scene. I hope he does well as well. It's nice to see wrestlers like him who have generally have been in the UK scene quite well get recognised.
Next match is another match between two overseas wrestlers when a Mexican meets a Kiwi. So El Guerra versus Charles Banks. I think this could be match of the first round. So.
Travis, our champion. Keep it 100. Right, I think...
This could be a match of the tournament, in all honesty, Chris.
It's too bad that this is going to be app download, so I don't know if they're going to show this on the network.
We want network.
I just wonder if the match is going to be a download.
So. I think it'll be a great match. I think, to be fair, this is probably the hardest one to call, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you, Nick.
If I'm going to pick, though, I will imagine it will probably be, given the fact that he's currently Progress champion, given that WWE and Progress have such a good relationship and everything, I would imagine it will probably be, and this is no disrespect to El Guerra, but I think it will be Travis Banks.
Yeah, definitely Travis, I think.
Based on that, but I think still it would be a great match, and I just hope El Guerra is a good team, because I think it'll be nice to see El Guerra out of the WWE.
Yeah. My 2-year-old calls him Scary Ray.
I'd love to see the origin of WWE someday.
Sorry?
I'd love to see the origin of WWE one day.
Yeah.
I think in this situation, this is, like you guys have said, the hardest match to call so far, I'm not sure. I would imagine it's going to be the hardest to call of the first round. It's a toss-up, really, because Leguero has deserved this platform since I've wrote about him in 2007. Travis Banks is obviously, one of the very best in the UK. With the relationship with Progress and WWE and him being their heavyweight champion, that obviously strengthens the cause in that side of things. So I think it's going to be Travis Banks, but it's going to be very close, and this is the kind of match where you'll be on the edge of your seat because you won't be able to truly know 100% which way this match is going to go until the final seconds.
Cool, so we're going for Travis Banks. Okay. I think the next match could be really good. This is Ashton Smith versus Joseph Connors. Not seen Ashton Smith for a couple of years. I saw him a few years ago. He was part of the first World of Sports show, wasn't he? Teamed with.
Yeah, with Rampage Brown, wasn't
it? Yeah. He isn't very impressive, but I can't see him beating Joseph Connors.
I think it'll be a win for. I like Joe Connors though. I like this feud with Pete Dunne on Progress. So I'd personally quite like to see Connor's win. I think he's quite a cool heel.
Yeah.
But Ashton Smith, I'm excited. See, I've never really seen Ashton Smith fight that much, so I'm looking forward to seeing him wrestle and see what he's got.
I've seen him live once, and then I've seen him on the World of Sport special, Ashton Smith. And I've been very impressed with him.
I think it would be an upset if Smith wins, but I've known him since way back when, once again.
Mm.
And, you know, I'm pulling for him in this situation. So, just to go against the grain, I'm going to have him with the upset win.
You're going to face the Connors. Oh.
Is that Braun?
Alright, so should we do our quarterfinals then? So we've gone for Zach Gibson versus Jack Gallagher. We'll fly for these ones. So, what do you think?
I believe I can fly.
Gibson wins that one, Chris.
Yeah, I have that as well.
Yeah, I quite agree.
Flash Morgan Webster versus Jordan Devlin.
Flash.
Webster.
Yeah, same here. Joe Coffey versus Dave Mastiff in a just two hosses.
Joe Coffey.
I've got Joe Coffey.
Mastiff.
Oh, I've gone for Coffey. Travis Banks versus Joseph Connors.
Travis Banks.
Well, Banks versus Smith, Banks. That's my one, isn't it?
Well, we're doing it democracy, so.
Well, I'm making a note of this as I go along to see if I've got it right from the end. So, I'm just doing my own thing.
our first semi-final is Webster versus Gibson.
Gibson.
That's a tough one, though. It really depends if Banks is Progress Banks or, you know, the Banks that he started out his career in the UK. If he's Progress Banks, then he's kind of a villain at the moment, isn't he? So
yeah,
I don't think they're going to do a villain against a villain in the final. So it would my final would probably be Gibson versus Banks. But that wouldn't work if Gibson is always going to be a villain. So I guess Banks would have to be the hero in that situation.
See, I think Coffey will win. I think it'll be back Gibson versus Coffey in the final.
So, let's see. Gibson. Gibson in the semi-final. And then we got Mastiff Banks. And that's Banks. Okay, and your final is Gibson against Banks. Exactly. And that's a real toss-up, that is. I'm going to go with Gibson because of Banks being the Progress champion.
I think that Pete Dunne versus Gibson would be a great match.
Yeah, I think Pete Dunne versus Gibson will happen on the Tuesday night. That's what I'm going to go with.
Now, knowing that Gibson has signed for WWE, that's my toss-up for why Gibson's going to win it.
Yeah. It could be Travis Banks, but it's dependent on... Well, actually, yeah, I was going to say it's dependent on the character he plays, but they're not going to do two villains in the final, are they? I suppose somebody could turn in the match. But with what Pete Dunne is, character-wise at the moment, obviously being a hero, it'll be a villain that goes against him, won't it? So that means it'll be Gibson, unless, obviously, they do like Progress side of Travis Banks currently.
Okay, so we're
I've waffled on a bit there. Sorry, lads.
That's all right. So we're going for Gibson to win the whole thing?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Right, other matches... Other matches on the first day are British Strong Style versus the Undisputed Era.
Oh. well, we called that. As soon as NXT Takeover went, happened straight away. Especially when Pete Dunne went the pitch on him, Trent Seven.
I predicted this for the next Takeover.
Is this actually going to be? Yeah, is it actually the British Strong Style? Is the one with Danny Burch?
No, it's done Seven and Eight.
Oh, cool.
This is Cole O'Reilly and Strong.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, you're getting them mistaken with the Takeover Chicago match, Nick, yeah. Where Lorcan and Birch are going up against the Undisputed Era.
Do they team with Pete Dunne?
No, it's a tag team title match.
I haven't actually seen the card yet for NXT TakeOver Chicago. I know it's Ricochet versus Velvet and Dream, which I already think I'm going to have a trouser accident over.
Don't say that on Saturday night, though, yeah?
Yeah.
It's Aleister Black versus Lars Sullivan, Birch and Larkin versus Undisputed Era.
Gargano and Ciampa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I've seen the best ever NXT TakeOver, so you lot can all just bugger off.
We had fun reviewing it on the Sunday.
Right.
We reviewed it on the Sunday. That was fun.
There will never be a better takeover than that, mark my words.
I can't remember the women's matches. It's Shayna Baszler versus that's the women's
Akira.
Match. Akira.
Who?
Kairi Sane.
Kairi Sane.
Yeah.
Is it?
Akira.
Almost as Akira and Tozawa.
What's your prediction for this match? A bit strong style, I'll have to go over in Britain. But...
Yeah, definitely. But then you've got Adam Cole, baby!
Yeah, British strong style, I'll have to win this match.
What about Adam Cole? I was just to say it.
Well, they've got a tag team title match the next day, so if Bate or Seven get a pin over Strong or O'Reilly, that could set up the title match the next day. Or if Bate defeats Adam Cole, that could set up the US title match, the North American title match the next day.
Yeah, it could do, definitely.
But, well, come on.
Well, you could have the three against the three, couldn't you? In different matches. You'd have Mustache Mountain for the tag titles.
Pete Dunne's against the win of the tournament.
Oh, no, Mustache Mountain. Tyler Bate and Trent Seven.
Yeah, for the tag titles. Then.
Yeah, for the tag titles, yeah.
Nice, another match of the Fatal 4-Way where the winner will face Shayna Baszler on the 19th. So it's Issa Dawn, I've not heard of her, versus Ginny, versus Killer Kelly, versus Toni Storm. Toni Storm's going to win.
I'd love it if Ginny won, but she's...
Ginny could win because she's just signed, apparently, for the Development
Center.
I'm sure I saw that today. I might be lying. I'm sure I saw that today. Less thoughts on about this match.
That's really surprised me, that has. I think Toni Storm then.
Hi, this is Oliver Newman, author of A Fan's Perspective 2016, What a Year to Be a Fan of WWE, and A Fan's Perspective, One Man's Exploration of British Wrestling, available on paperback and Kindle via Amazon now. And you're listening to Broken But Glorious.
Yeah, I'm going to get the tennis done. Alright, so if we go on to the 19th, so on our show, we would have Pete Dunne versus Zach Gibson for the UK Championship.
Yeah.
Would you have Gibson go over, or would you have Pete retain?
I'd love it if Gibson went over, but...
Yeah, I think Dunne's had the title for a year. Obviously, he's a fellow Brummie, so I want him to do well in everything he does. But the best way to make a splash with Zach Gibson, who's, you know, one of, if not the best talker in the UK, his wrestling skills are amazing, is have him win the tournament and have him win the title. Even if he has to do it by cheating in some shape or form, because obviously Dunne's kept the title for over a year, and if he's cheated out of it, the fans will go crazy.
Do you know what I want? This might be a bit controversial, but I actually want Pete Dunne to move away from the UK title. So I want Pete Dunne to wrestle higher up. I'd love to see Pete Dunne have a feud with for Adam Cole for America. I know it sounds a little bit easy now to go. I'd love to see Pete Dunne Adam Cole feud, but
I'd love all of British Strong Styles to move to SmackDown.
Yeah, well, I just love it. I'd love to see him move up. Then, not even SmackDown yet. I just would like to see him be at the higher end of NXT regularly, because I think just Pete Dunne especially, I think he's one of the best wrestlers actually in NXT at the moment.
In all honesty, though, Nick, if you look at the amount of times he's been on NXT and the takeovers and stuff, it's very, you know, very possible that he could move to NXT, and that's why they're moving new UK tournament participants onto the brand to kind of make up for the loss of maybe Dunne, Bate, Seven, etc.
Yeah, absolutely. Bit weird that Mark Andrews isn't there.
Mm.
He's on 205 Live doing it.
I suppose, yeah, but then the whole lot yeah, do that, but no, I mean, yeah, that's true.
The one that's weird that's not in it in particular is Wolfgang.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a strange one because he
disappeared on the face of the earth.
Yeah, he was booked quite favourably in the tournament, the original one, and then he had some NXT matches. And NXT
he
matches.
Seemed quite high on it.
Yeah, exactly. So, weird.
Yeah, the next match on my list is Aleister Black and Ricochet versus EC3 and Velveteen Dream.
Yeah, I think Black, the champion, I think Black and Ricochet will win.
It's just amazing. I wish that was Fatal 4-Way for the title. Rather than a tag team match.
Yeah.
Right, we've gone for Shayna Baszler versus Toni Storm. Baszler retains, I'm going for.
Yeah, it's Lazy, yeah.
I'm hoping Toni Storm signs full time, so I love Toni Storm. I don't know whether my mate's winding me up, he keeps saying she's in our local Weatherspoons. he says she lives in New Brighton, does she?
There was this bit of Taylor Swift in the bar I went to just outside the Genting Arena.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I thought it was. So, it could be possible doppelgangers all around us and everything.
Oh, he reckons he spoke to her and she said she was Toni Storm. Right, the next two matches are to be arranged. So, Adam Cole defending his US title. North American title, sorry.
Adam Cole!
So, who do you think he should defend against? Possibly Travis Banks if he gets to the final.
Yeah, that'd be a good show.
Or pick anyone from the tournament, probably. So.
Absolutely.
Adam Cole versus Seth Rollins.
I think Adam Cole won.
Well, it's been announced today that Shawn Michaels is open to doing one more match.
Shawn Michaels versus Adam Cole.
And he's there for... and he's coming over for those shows, isn't he?
Yeah.
So, who knows?
Shawn Michaels versus Adam Cole for the... I can't say calling it the NXT US titles, the NXT North American title. I said it's a crap name when it came up.
It's basically the NXT US title, though, isn't it?
I'm going to go for Travis Banks, and I think Adam Cole will retain, obviously.
Yeah, I think Travis Banks as well will be a good shout, depending on character again.
Then I think it'll be Mustache Mountain versus Undisputed Era, unless they make a team up of people in the tournament.
I would imagine there's going to be some kind of UK tournament tag team, 6 or 8 man tag kind of thing, maybe.
It's not been announced yet, but then they've got that.
I know, but people have got to be eliminated and stuff, haven't they?
This is the second day, so...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. That's right, they could throw a tag team together if they don't want to use Mustache Mountain again.
Yeah.
There could be another match. It hasn't been announced yet, so I don't want to speculate. But it could be cool if they do an 8 or 10 man tag.
It's normally a New Japan thing, but it might work with it's a 16-man tournament, isn't it? So you got so many people you can use.
Mm. Yeah, but 8 of them going out in the first round, aren't you? So you could use that as a 4-on-4, using them guys to go out in the first round.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, do you have any other thoughts on the UK tournaments?
No, just really looking forward to watching it. I guess, like we said before, Travis Banks against El Ligero could be the best match in the whole tournament.
I hope they do a decent record of the ones at the Download Tournament, at the Download Festival.
Yeah.
And we don't just get told, this person beat this person, this person beat this person.
What's going to happen about the review?
What's reviewing it?
Hey?
Sorry?
What's going to happen
about the review? What's reviewing it?
Because obviously we've got obviously a lot on at the moment, so obviously we'll have to take over the Money in the Bank, plus this.
Well, this could happen the Tuesday after it's on, couldn't it? Maybe.
You could see. Oh, we'll find time to review it. I think.
I'm sure.
Is it definitely live?
I read it today that it was going to be on the network, and it might, and because of that, it will clash with the England Tunisia match. So maybe double check close to the time, but that's what's been said.
That's
about
that
as well.
We'll see.
And going back to the UK tournament, second Coffee versus Mastiff, if it happens, is going to be the Battle of the Hosses, and that's always fun to watch.
Yeah.
That's wrestling.
And then the semi-finals look amazing on paper. Webster against Gibson, Mastiff against Banks, and then Gibson against Banks. If everything goes the way we think it's going to go, there's some quality matches. There's not going to be a bad match in the tournament if the competitors are given the right amount of time to be able to work with. It should be a really good show. It should be even better than the first UK tournament to crown the UK champion.
Yeah, completely agree.
Yeah.
Right, is there anything else you want to discuss? So we've just passed the hour.
It's just been announced on Twitter. If you've been following the CM Punk and Colt Cabana defamation case against Dr. Christopher Aman. Yeah. If you've been following that, guys.
I heard about it.
I only heard that CM Punk had to admit what CM stands for. Chick Magnet.
Yeah. Well, basically, it's come to a conclusion today. And the jury's...
Turned to WWE.
Maybe not. Actually, he's come out and been very outspoken about that, especially after being given these walking papers on his wedding day. The jury's found in favour of CM Punk and Colt Cabana on all counts filed by Dr. Christopher Aman. Neither will have to pay anything.
Very good.
There you go.
Well, ends well.
I still can't believe CM stands for Chicken Magnet. I thought it was Chicago's own, sounds so much better.
Yeah, I thought that's what it was.
Chicago made.
Chicago made. Sorry. Chicken Magnet.
CM Punk.
Do you reckon he's going to be at All In, lads?
I don't think. I can't see him being in a wrestling capacity. I could see him making an appearance.
Yeah, I'd love to see him against Kenny Omega. That's somebody's done a promo for it. That would be incredible.
I'm sure in our prediction show, I predict it'll be CM Punk versus Daniel Bryan in the main event.
Yeah, well, if Bryan doesn't sign the contract. His contract runs out, doesn't it, on that day or there or thereabouts?
Yeah, apparently that's why he's stuck in this feud of Big Cass, and they haven't put him in the match because he hasn't signed the contract yet. So.
And the other thing as well, Nick doesn't watch Impact, you watch it sparingly, Chris. Sami Callihan's kind of called out Chris Jericho. Any chance of Chris Jericho being in the Impact Zone, do you reckon?
No, but he did tweet Don Callis today inviting Impact to be part of his cruise.
Yeah, you don't think, because obviously Jericho, he never thought he'd turn up in New Japan. He wrestled Kenny Omega, he's wrestling.
It's a bit different, New Japan. It's not in America, is it? He's still got Vince's blessing to go to New Japan.
I don't think he's not going to have Vince's blessing to go to Impact Wrestling, though, considering they've talked about it in a disparaging way on their actual TV show. Interesting. I think Jericho against Sammy Callahan at Slammiversary would be amazing.
He's going to be dead, isn't he? Isn't Eddie Edwards going to kill him next week?
Well, yeah. That's going to have to go the other way around, isn't it?
Eddie Edwards said he's going to murder Sammy Callahan on this week's show.
This is what you're missing, Nick.
And on the conference call tomorrow, it's his wife, I think, Alicia Edwards.
Has the conference call with Tessa Blanchard been released?
I don't know.
I don't think it has. Did you ring?
No. It was on a Thursday.
Thursday.
We're getting off the topic. We're talking about some random stuff in the minutes of finishing the show.
No. You asked the question.
No, she's... It was our last football podcast of the season last Thursday, so I had to do that instead.
Oh, okay. Well, it's my birthday, so...
Right, so, many thanks for listening. Don't forget to check out our interviews. We've had one with Pro Wrestling Chaos owner Dave Mercy, which was released last Friday. This Friday, we're releasing an interview with TNT Extreme Wrestling commentator Paul Kisok. And then the following Friday, we'll have two interviews for you. We've got up-and-coming British wrestler Ryan Paris and Chikara tag team Frantic and Vulgar. It should be fun. So you want to do it in kayfabe, in character. So I'm still don't know how I'm going to do it. But I think it'll be really fun. Alright, so if you enjoy our show, check us out on Twitter. It's at BBGWPod. And on Facebook, it's also BBGWPod. And check out our t-shirt. It's a link in the description below this podcast. And we'll see you for our review of Money in the Bank. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.